rash of deer collisions in Adams County leads to a word of warning from Sheriff Travis Patton. One of the crashes involved a dirt bike hitting a deer, leaving the rider of the bike hurt. It's unclear how badly the rider was injured and was taken to Barrett Health Natchez for treatment. Debate continues this week on drawing a new congressional map in Louisiana.
The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee held a lengthy meeting on Friday as black lawmakers put pressure on the Republican-led legislature to approve a congressional map that has two black majority districts. Shreveport Senator Sam Jenkins.
Why can't we not draw a 4-2 map now? There's no court order to say we cannot draw a 4-2 map.
But West Monroe Senator Jay Morris says most of Louisiana is conservative, and as Supreme Court ruling said, politics can factor in the drawing of the map, but race can't.
So I would expect there would be more Republican and conservative people elected regardless of their race.
The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee is expected to vote on a map on Wednesday. I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The injury count from last Wednesday's severe storms in Mississippi has climbed to 26. 22 of those are in Lincoln County, with three more in Lamar and one in Franklin County. The Mississippi State Department of Health will meet with hospitals today to help assess the status of those who are hurt, according to the governor. In Lincoln County, 8 roads remain impassable due to debris. Damage assessments will take place today. A proposal that seeks to make it much more difficult to move to a 4-day school week runs into resistance on the Louisiana House floor.
Supporters of the legislation say the school day is too long for students if they are going to school 4 days a week, and it's also more difficult on the working parent. Mandeville Representative Kim Carver.
Just because the school day vanishes doesn't mean the burden of what to do with that child when you're having to work vanishes, and that falls on the parents by and large.
But during the debate on the House floor, several amendments were added to the bill that would exempt certain school systems and charter schools. Reserve Representative Sylvia Taylor reacted this way.
I think that it's quite clear that this is not the appropriate time to move this matter forward.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 38.29 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at ListenUpYall.com.